Good morning, Unbreakable Rogues. Good morning. Today is half of the week, Wednesday, April 3rd of 2024. Welcome today. Hopefully you had a good Easter weekend. I mean, we have the ability, to pray and to thank, the Lord, how good have you been good to us, regardless of what happened. My father passed away last year. My parents are deceased. One of my cousins passed away of cancer. My aunt, I mean, it has been like interesting the past couple of year and a half, 2 years. But the ability of for us to be alive and still breathe and still like having a sense, and that's what we did this weekend. We were able to just kind of have a contents of still that with things that we haven't accomplished. But at the end, Easter was the way that okay, we gotta continue to serve, to help other people as well. But at the same time, help ourselves. So keep going through our motions on a daily basis. And by the way, this is the fastest 20-minute podcast in the history of the world. 20 minutes of high-power content, right? This podcast is different. It's not like you have guests and we have interview, blah, blah, blah. No, this is of high-power content, 20 minutes, right? Today, I'm going to talk about energy. I went to school, you went to school, millions of people have gone to school, and a lot of people went to school and they never pay attention to pretty much anything, right? I met a guy that went in construction and at early days and they left regardless of what people talked about. Oh, school is a scam and whatever the case might be, people think about school through your life, right? But what I always paid attention, and I was not a good student. I was a C average pretty much, but I did pay attention to a lot of stuff. I mean, I did listen because until today, I love school. I love classrooms. I love training, right? So I always was fascinated with chemistry and physics and philosophy. And I did, even though my grades were average, but I did listen, right? And and what we never pay attention is the energy. And I did learn that even though I knew the concepts, but I really didn't know how your energy, your body chemistry, your energy works. You go, obviously, you eat food and you restore that energy. And that's how you age. That's how you perform. That's how people are tired because, they smoke, they drink. They are, even life itself, we are, for some reason, we are mesmerized with having company with the wrong energy. Even family members. I had family members that were bullies. I didn't have the right energy source around me. My grandmother, rests her soul, passed away at 103. She was a highly energy meditation. And the moment she passed, the family pretty much started dying. I mean, it's just incredible, incredible true. Because the energy, the body energy, the positivity mentality. Plus, she was trained to meditate, and she was going every year to this guru in India. So she would probably spend hours meditating. Like I sat. You can sit in a room for so long and not get bored, right? So I challenge you to sit in a room by yourself in the middle of your house where there's nobody. And how you're going to concentrate and sit for, I don't know, even for 10 minutes, for 5 minutes to meditate, to do absolutely nothing, stay still embrace the energy and ask things like why and I am and Wayne Dyer is a great author on meditation and energy and Bob Proctor and Joe Dispenza and all this energy. Like when you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I'm tired. You know, oh my God, I don't have energy to do the thing. Because we spend our days in giving ourselves to life without actually saying like, hey, you know what? Instead of going to these buffoons, to these idiots, I'm going to go to church to find out, you know, to read more about Bible or to read something about, or instead of doing that, I'm going to go to this chess club. So I want to learn how to play chess. I want to learn how to play, you know, cards. I want to learn how to, you know, how to do this. I want to do something different with our lives. So we spend giving our energy, right? So we go to, I mean, I don't go to parties. I don't go to concerts. I don't go to gatherings. I did all of that. And you know what took me? Absolutely nothing. I used to live in Cancun, you know, partying and give, you know, I did learn a lot of tourism. I was working, but that was before the technology, right? Probably if I would have the technology that we have these days, my outcome will be different. But you know what? I don't know. I don't want to figure that out. And I'm glad that didn't happen that way. It's happening today because I am almost 50. I am more connected with, you know, with water. I'm more connected with my energy source. You know, who's your energy source in life? You know, who's your power around you? Is this your, you know, your, unfortunately my father passed away. So I have to have a new culture of energy around me. Like I'm going to be 100% remote starting, you know, next week. And I'm like, I'm excited because finally, and everything that's funny because at 50, it is everything like starting to pivot and like switching to a new life, completely reinventing myself to the new me, right? To the new me is completely like, I'm completely unavailable for a lot of people, and I'm available for the people that they love me, you know, they trust me. And that's funny because I'm a huge fan of on social media, right? By the way, you can follow me on TikTok as well. And what I did, I mean, I browsed this dude, and he says so. It is, and the bid was about 30 seconds. And what he said was, it is absolutely true in life. And he basically said, if people treat you, or they don't respect you, or you mean nothing to them, mean that they don't call you on a daily basis, you don't have that, if you don't feel that energy, you got to leave them completely, because they're not relevant to your life. So the way I say it, I don't remember the way he said it, but he said it so vividly that it did hit me. Though I said, you know what, I've been eliminating people for the past, you know, for the past 10 years. You know, we moved to a new state, you know, we moved from Ohio to North Carolina. So we have, obviously the weather is so much better. And I knew it's, and it was funny because we were, it's 1 year, man, 1 year was so, and the thing is just careful what you wish for, because you might get it, right? So that's why we talk about positive energy and do that visualization and visualize. And said, oh, it's going to be 1 year. So we were like, the counter was 2 years. Oh, it's about 2 years from now. And, you know, two more winters in Ohio. And I lived in Ohio for 30 years. And the winters are horrible. I am done with the winters, right? So long story short, you know, my wife has been busy with the kids. And she never realized that she never actually renewed the lease. But when the real estate market came across, but my wife was always, you know, doing what your mom's does, you know, taking care of, you know, the family, the kids, and the woman never renewed the lease. So when the owner decided to sell the house, you know, she said, you have 30 days to move. And we were like, either. But I said, honey, you know what? This North Carolina trip is probably gonna be gonna get ahead because we have 30 days to move. And in Ohio, there's not that construction that we have here in North Carolina, so the inventory in Ohio was pretty low. And I said, well, honey, why do you want to move twice in less than a year? And I don't know if you moved before, and move is you, once you turn 50, it's a lot of work. Right? So long story short, we ended moving to North Carolina and everything pivoted into the right energy, right? But a new challenges came along with that new move. A new set of a big challenges, you know, the income we're going to produce and how we're going to do this and how, but you know what? We trust it. We trusted that everything is going to be okay. So all that source of energy that was around us, even though, you know, we, like everybody in the world is going through challenges, but I assured my wife, look, it's going to be okay. So we ended moving, right? So now moving into in the North Carolina, there's a new beginnings, you know? And obviously, we find ourselves that in a better place. So we upgrade our place, right? We upgraded our lives. Obviously, what happened when you upgrade, you got to work a little bit more. Because if you want to maintain your style of life, you want to be more effective of your time. You got to be more effective in your energy, right? And when I was growing up, there was a lot of those energy vampires where they talked about, you know, energy that people, oh my God, what are you, you know, let's go to nine, man. Let's go to, you know, let's go to the club or let's go. I've been sober for 3 years and it's the best thing that ever happened to me. 3 years sober is the best thing that ever happened to me. Right. So anyway, so we're going to be remotely, right. And 100%. So I'm excited because all the time that I'm going to save going to the job site or going to, you know, I spend almost 2 hours a day. Some people spend almost 3 hours in on the car. 3 hours a day. You know how that energy you've been wasting? And every time, and let me tell you about energy. Have you stand in the street? You know, let's say you're going to, you know, to a cafe, or for some reason you gotta cross a main intersection. And you literally stand and where the traffic goes, like, you know, in the morning, right? The amount of noise that goes like zoom, 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 the amount of energy that goes along. And I think the best way, if Albert Einstein was alive today and all these like physicists, all these guys said the energy is the most important source in the universe. Like noise pollution, and so you feel like, you know, when you walk into a place and they say, and you feel like that bad vibe, that's the energy source of the bodies. Until this day, even though we are in the biggest technology that, you know, that people are going, you know, in the Mars and but we still haven't, you know, humans cannot figure that out, how the body energy works. Like the harmony. That's why my grandmother was so connected with God. I mean she was an energy tower. We are energy towers. You know, we are so grateful to have this body that no matter how many crap we put in our bodies and people will smoke and drink and alcohol for so many years, the body will restore, the body will cleanse itself. It's just, I mean, the older I get, the more fascinated I am with the things that I can do with my body, and we can just like, and we relax, and we take our times to take care of our energy. Take care of your energy, because it is private. And like I said on that video earlier, don't let any of these idiots take your energy away from you, from your goals, from your readings, from your studying. And someone actually talked about, and that's funny because this weekend we went to with a couple of friends, and I love libraries. I love to sit quiet in the library and study. I think that I'm 50, and I'm in a different source of like all the time that I wasted a lot of time in 50 years of my life that I cannot waste any other moment. Like I'm reading, I'm starting to get into a whole different level of performance, a level of understanding of who I am and how life is so short. My father passed away. He was 84. He could have lived a little longer, but unfortunately, he just didn't take care of himself. His energy, I mean, he was a phenomenal. I mean, that dude was strong. But when you are young, when you are all independent, if we don't protect our abilities of, oh, well, you know, I'm working this kind of job, but if I move, so even though I took a pay cut what I'm doing, but you know, the good thing is I'm going to be saving time in gas. I'm going to be, now I can actually focus on the business in a way that focusing my own energy. Like I gotta get up and obliterate my competition, because with others are spending their times in showing their fancy cars. So I'm like the underdog, the unbreakable rogues. That was how I created the brand. The unbreakable rogues are like the underdogs that nobody knows that we're doing, right? I mean, we know what we're doing, but we don't expose ourselves too much until we're like ready to win. So we're like training in the like Rocky in Russia back in, you know, when pretty much that's what we are. But like Rocky in when he was in Russia, like he didn't want any like distractions. He's in the middle of this massive storm in Russia. And I think we all should go to a place for 3 months. And that's actually my goal. Like I can disappear for me and the wife and say, you know, let's go to the most isolated, it's like far away place, like go to Alaska and rent this cabin, like literally in the middle of nowhere, and just like stay in it and train ourselves and just bring nothing but ourselves, a book, our company, and learn how to hunt, learn how to enjoy life. You know, it's just bring that energy that surrounds us to life and then say, what do we want to do with life, man? Do we want to be, you know, why do people want to be in certain jobs that they don't want? Why people want to do things because we don't know how to capitalize that energy. And believe me, I didn't know how to capitalize my energy. You know, I was like, even 3 years ago, I was like, I was, you know, finding out the right recipe, and I trying to look for the right mentors, the right classes, the right, like, dude, you know, we don't, but I came from, you know, from me praying and saying, the Lord says, look, you got to help yourself. And the only thing you got to do, you know, I'm going to pray for you, but you got to put the work. Like, you know, call David Goggins right now. David Goggins has probably already finished a 10-mile run. Right when it's like almost 6 o'clock in the morning, and finally I'm, you know, again doing my new routine, you know, kind of going back to my own source of energy. Finding your right source of energy to do the right thing for your time, with your time, because you and I talk to my daughters all the time. Say, and my grandfather used to say, hey, you're going to get old one day. And he used to say one little quote to say, how the way I see myself, you see me, right? Or you see me, and, you know, the vice versa. I was like, I guess you're going to get old, son. And I was like, you know, yeah, you shut up, old man, right? And now I'm almost 50. You know, my daughters are, you know, 18 and 20 something. And you know, they're like, oh yeah, do this. Honey, you guys gotta get it. Now the good thing about everything that I did, I mean, I did work with companies and I did travel a lot. So pretty much, regardless of my life, that I'm still improving and getting myself situated. I always did a lot of things that most people won't even dare to do. So have a good afternoon. Go help somebody that can never repay you. You can follow me on Instagram at Unbreakable Rogue and TikTok. And let's bring that energy. You bring your own energy. Let's kill it. So right now I'm gonna go ahead to the gym and get my workout done, 30 minutes in real estate, man. I'm so close to getting my real estate license, so close. Have a good afternoon. Your energy, careful with your energy source and careful who you give your energy with. Have a good afternoon.